things like that happened during the 30s and 40s and 50s growing up in San Francisco. Unfortunate, but I mean, these are things that happened. I witnessed a lot of this stuff, and that's what kind of motivated me to ask my father what he went through, what he had to go through. Went through the same things. He couldn't buy a house, couldn't own property, was not allowed to associate with white society, the population. There were actually parts, and this is during the 1940s when I was a kid growing up in San Francisco, there were parts of San Francisco districts where I was not even allowed to walk into. Some of my friends who basically felt the same way I did were very, very rebellious. If they told me I couldn't do something, I went ahead and did it, just out of mischiefs. I just did it. And there were certain neighborhoods that we would go into, and there were other white youths that would confront us. What are you guys doing in this neighborhood? You don't belong here. Get out of here. Things like that. And there would be trouble. There would be a fight. And the police would come, but the police would always back them up. They would tell us, you don't belong in this neighborhood. Get out of here. We would walk into certain neighborhoods, and the police would stop us and say, what are you doing here in this neighborhood? Does your mother or does your father work as a servant in this neighborhood? Otherwise, you don't belong here. Get out of here. And they'd kick us out. Things like that went on all during my life growing up. And I figured, when does it come to an end? When I